It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You may have heard the Chinese computer maker Lenovo installed secret adware called Superfish on its laptops and PCs before shipping them out to customers, and how that adware, which put advertisements into users' browser windows, also compromised user data on supposedly secure websites. If you feel like you've heard a million versions of this story recently, you're not wrong. Cyber theft is a growing problem. In fact, a recent study from the University of New Haven pointed out that property crime was way down in the U.S. Cybercrime, though, seems to be way up. Maria Cherney, assistant professor of criminal justice at the University of New Haven.
Even if we double the losses reported from traditional crime, considering that some crimes are not reported to police, right, it's still a much lower number than what we can infer about money lost through cybercrime.
Lenovo, by the way, issued a statement saying it stopped shipping the adware last month and that it hadn't found evidence of security concerns. Cybersecurity researchers seem to disagree. All this week, we've been talking about Hollywood versus Silicon Valley and about how the two places have parallels and also share tension. We've been calling our series From the Hills to the Valley. And for our closing conversation, ahead of this weekend's Academy Awards, we'll hear from Todd Wagner. Wagner sold Broadcast.com to Yahoo for nearly $6 billion before becoming interested in the movie business. He is now the head of several companies in Hollywood that do movie and TV production, but also distribution. A new company of his, Chidio, is trying to drive charitable donations by having celebrities promote their favorite nonprofit organizations. Todd, thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
What surprised you about the world of Hollywood as a guy who is a tech guy who is going into Hollywood?
Well, I think the first thing that surprised me was when I first went on a movie set and half the people were sitting around all day. It's an understanding that it is a very different world. And, you know, we decided that our approach would be a bit different and to come in and be vertically integrated right from the start so that we would have exhibition, production, and distribution, and not just production, because production can be a quick way to write big checks and then grow tired of the industry very quickly when things don't turn out the way you think they should.
Is there one thing that you think Silicon Valley companies don't understand about Hollywood?
Well, I think it's pretty funny. It's like, you know, the nerds versus the cool kids. And so you have this element of people that are very different.
What's an example of that?
Well, I think you see it every day in the sense that as long as even 10 years ago, Silicon Valley people were like, people are going to want things the way they want it. You know, they're going to not care what device they watch it on. And the movie industry was like, no, that's not true. You know, people want to go see a movie in a big theater. They want to see it on 35 millimeter. And over the years, as we've all seen, the worlds are starting to kind of come together, whether they really wanted to or not.
Are movie theaters about to go the way of the drive-in theater?
I don't think so. I'm a bit biased, obviously, because we own the Landmark Theater chain.
Yeah.
You know, here's the way I think about it. We go to restaurants, yet we have food at home. But we go because it's a social experience.
But are theaters going to have to figure out ways to make that experience more social than it is now?
I hope that we do a good job of that at Landmark. We call it, you know, a four-hour night out, not just a movie experience. But it's the kind of example of where technology impacts these businesses, and you can either fight it or you can get out in front of it because, you know, it's a freight train coming down a mountain, and you either get on it or eventually it just runs you over.
Todd Wagner is CEO of Chidio. Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Silicon Tally time. You might remember last May we talked with a Princeton professor who went to great lengths to keep evidence of her pregnancy off the internet. Well, she's back with us, science and technology sociologist and historian Janet Vertesi. We won't be asking you about your internet cookie-resistant son, but are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, I got a number for you, 100 finalists. This has to do with a trip that you won't take.
Oh, is it on the journey to Mars?
Well done.
100 finalists.
Yeah, 100 finalists. Mars One announced the names of 100 finalists in the running for a one-way trip to Mars. One-ways.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go.
I know a lot of scientists who would love to go. They are ready to, like, put on their boots and just walk right onto the surface of Mars, you know, like some crazy sci-fi movie, but I'm not going to do it.
All right, what do you got for me?
Well, while we're on the subject,
okay,
how about 30?
Can you give me the unit of measure?
I can say million.
Give me some more.
Okay, dollars.
I don't know, to put me in a human slingshot and send me to near space? I don't know.
That'll get you up, but not down. No, 30 million is how much money the president's new budget earmarked for a new mission to Europa.
And Europa is the moon of Jupiter?
Europa is one of the ice moons around Jupiter. And we know there's an ocean underneath that. And we know that it's warm and it has some energy. And so, mm-hmm. you know, put those things together and you might have the magic word, which is life.
On the spectrum of scared to psyched, discovery of aliens, where do you fall on that spectrum?
I'm curious.
Right. But you want those
cautious.
Aliens to be pretty dumb.
Maybe just docile.
Like cats.
Yeah, or like dogs. Cats are hard to manage. They never do.
You want to be able to control. You want them to have like one emotion.
Just that they're happy to see you.
Janet Vertesi is a sociologist and historian of science and technology at Princeton University. She's also the author of the new book, Seeing Like a Rover. You can pre-order that now at Amazon.com. Janet, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's a special game for listeners online at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.